In this week's episode, things get a little bit loony. We discuss shitting on babies, the last time we sucked pus, we cast the Real Housewives of Earth, and we go shopping on eBay. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Good morning, Corey!
It's not morning, quit lying.
It's 10 a.m.
You're a liar, it's 10:17.
I'm a flyer! That's what they call me when I go to space. Oh my gosh, it's been such a good trip to space. Did you like the space
episode? I wish you would have died in space.
Wow. Are you going to see the astronaut?
It's called The Martian. You're a fool.
Are you going to see The Martian?
You know I like movies. Of course I'm going to see it.
What's your favorite Looney Tune?
Marvin the Martian. We already discussed this.
I knew it. Did we talk about my mom's denim jacket?
She has a Looney Tunes varsity jacket.
I don't know if you would call it varsity.
So in high school, me and two of my
friends. Did you ever have a varsity jacket?
No. We would always go out looking for people in a Looney Tunes
varsity jacket. And I'm like, a varsity jacket for orchestra?
It's banned. Anyone can have a varsity jacket.
Wait, what were you saying? I was just trying to talk over you.
I know. It's a theme here weekly. I see it in my replies.
What were you saying?
I was saying, stop talking over me.
Something about a varsity jacket.
A Looney Tunes varsity jacket.
No, what was your varsity jacket?
We called it an LTVJ. We always used to tell my friend... No, Looney Tunes varsity jacket. You're so dumb. We used to tell my friend that if she wore some like dumpy jeans and a Looney Tunes varsity jacket and like didn't brush her hair, she could easily go into like a gas station and buy alcohol and they would think she was of age. And she thought that we were like insulting her, which
like,
I guess
dumpy jeans.
Like because she so would have looked like a mom in a Looney Tunes varsity jacket.
I used to borrow my mom's. It wasn't a varsity jacket though. It was a denim. Let me explain it.
A Looney Tunes denim
jacket. It was
jacket.
A true blue denim. Not like dark, not like light. It was just blue.
I think it's called...
Straight up blue.
Oh.
Blue denim.
Don't gender my blue. Why is he gotta be straight?
That's not gender. So it was blue denim. And then on the back it had a tic-tac-toe sort of grid system.
Hollywood squares with Looney Tunes characters.
It was Hollywood squares. Guess who was in the middle?
Bugs, duh.
I think it may have been Tweety.
No.
You know my mom loved a badass Tweety with sunglasses.
I feel like your mom had like that badass like biker Tweety with like a tattoo.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Doesn't your mom have a whole Christmas tree of just Looney Tunes ornaments?
No.
It seems like
our Christmas
she would
tree
have.
Is all handmade ornaments
from the babies.
It's all from all of us from like elementary
set that
school.
Tree on fire.
It's very flammable. It's a lot of glue. It's a lot of paper.
Sounds flammable and disgusting.
Yeah, well, Christmas is that's our Christmas.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
This year for Christmas, I want a Looney Tunes varsity jacket.
I'm on it.
With a Tic Tac snow on the back.
Looney Tunes.
Do they have
varsity,
it on eBay?
I'm already on it.
Well, Tyler, you were just.
Oh my God! Wait, these are not ugly. I mean, they're not cute, but they're definitely not ugly. Would you like leather or denim?
I want...
50... a Tasmanian Devil medium leather bomber jacket blue Looney Tunes. That's not ugly.
Well, I found some that are like...
I'm looking for denim.
Vintage.
I'm not looking for vintage. Ugh. I am looking for vintage. Vintage.
Now, next time you go to Disney World, will you wear this?
The problem is, this is not Disney, you fucking idiot.
I know, but I was trying to segue into you going to Disney.
The problem is, you don't know what the difference is between quality and Looney Tunes.
Quantity.
And denim.
You're just talking about your mom's Christmas tree at this point.
Oh my God. Warner Brothers Studio, large Looney Tunes women's bib carpenter shorts overalls.
I think you're going to need $11.50. Than a large.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, well, these thighs look... thick, but so do mine.
Yeah. Would you show
she
up?
She goes, yeah.
I mean,
a cutoff vest, denim vest, dress shirt.
Well, I'm glad you're very busy shopping. This Psychobabble episode is just Tyler shopping online.
Me on eBay looking for Looney Tunes denim.
Do you even have an eBay like account?
Yeah.
Oh.
I bid often.
Do you? You got that.
No, what was the last time what was the last thing you bought on eBay?
I could look. Is that
you
like
bought something on eBay? I guess
course.
I used to buy Trying to think. I used to buy rare Pokemon cards on eBay, I guess.
You did?
Or like they would do just collections. You could buy somebody's whole collection if they were just getting rid of everything. Yeah.
See, I don't really buy things on eBay. I sell your stuff on eBay.
What?
Yeah. Wait, I'm making a killing.
Have you actually sold something? What?
No. I've taken one of the onesies from each of the tour stops and put it on
sale.
What
are we going to do with all those onesies? We have 40 onesies.
We're going to burn them like your mom's Christmas tree.
Like a ritual?
Yes.
What was the last ritual you performed?
I'm just buying something on...
When was the last virgin you sacrificed? Who was the last virgin you met?
I don't even know her.
I guess tour, perhaps.
The last. This is getting yuck.
I don't know.
Yuck.com/gross.
Now, Corey, I guess the question, I guess the last virgin you met and the last denim varsity jacket you've seen was the same person.
All this time, I've been looking to see what the last thing I bought on eBay was.
What was it?
I literally don't even know how to
work
eBay.
I'm so bored of you.
This is so hard.
You know what I used to do? When I had modem dial-up internet, I would just sit and look through people's collections on eBay and dream about having enough money to buy their Beanie Babies or Pokemon cards. That was where I looked at all my Pokemon. Let me look at Pokemon cards on eBay. I bet you could. Pokemon collection.
I can see.
100 rare cards, $20. Oh my
God. How rare are they?
Well, I see shiny cards. I see holographics. I see Charizard. Get me away. I need to close this tab. I'm literally about to get out my credit card involuntarily. But I don't like having to bid. My mom loves bidding. She thinks it's fun. Yeah. She goes to auctions. That's why
she doesn't think she goes to an auction.
She goes to estate sale auctions. She'll go, and it'll be a mystery box.
I want to go to an estate sale auction.
Okay.
Yeah.
An auction for steak?
Yeah.
The highest, but just go to Ponderosa.
Girl, I want Outback Steakhouse. They got that high-quality meat.
High-quality ham?
Now, listen.
That's what they call my ass.
I couldn't find... the last thing I bought on eBay, but the last person who reviewed me did call me an excellent buyer.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad.
They gave me 5 stars on my buying.
You know, did you buy... I mean, I guess I bought college textbooks on eBay.
You did?
Yeah. Or Half.com or Amazon, I guess. I would never go to the bookstore. Because that's how they get you. Anyway.
Well, I only had to buy, novels because I was an English major and they were all, $4.
We get it.
So
you're smart.
I've got an extensive collection of sci-fi books that I probably
sci-fi
donated.
Where do those take place?
Science.
Space?
Space.
Oh. I told my sister. I called my sister today. So my sister just had a baby, which is a bit we get it. You want a little attention this year. So she had a baby and...
I was a little mad that she wouldn't even tell us if she pooped on the baby.
I know. So
we were asking
her because when you have a baby... you're pushing everything.
Are you?
Well, I don't know, really. But my mom shit on me, so I figured...
I saw the video. She didn't shit on you.
She sprayed me down.
You came out with shit and a Looney Tunes varsity jacket.
And by shit on me, I mean she immediately
draped
put me in a Looney Tunes varsity jacket. No, my sister just had a baby, and I was like, did you shit on the baby? She wouldn't answer the question, which I found a little bit okay, well, why are you avoiding the question? So you did shit on
it's
little...
It's very little. Oprah, what is the truth?
So what is the truth?
Right, yeah.
But we also, while we were on the phone with my mom...
But I get the transition, but...
While we were also on the phone with Cody, I was like, guess what, Cody? It's just like, what? And we were like, we're going to space. Yeah,
you've played this joke on every family member now?
I guess I just like telling my family that I'm going to space.
I get anxiety about going to space, and you know that about
me. We already did this episode. We need to get off of... Let's do an Earth episode.
All of our episodes are about Earth. Except
oh my
for
God.
The one
you just blew my
episode.
Fucking mind.
They are.
You just blew my mind. Yeah. Wait.
All of them
Shit.
Are about Earth. Yeah.
Even if we don't even mention Mother
Earth. Mother Earth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think it is Mother
Earth?
Weren't
we doing... Remember when we... I don't think it was in a podcast episode, but we were out and about one day and we were like, imagine Real Housewives of Earth. Who was in the cast?
Mother Earth. Mother Earth. Grandmother Willow.
Yeah, Grandmother Willow.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh. Yeah, we did this. I think that, isn't there a big pyramid that looks like a cat? Sphinx?
Mrs. Sphinx.
Mrs. Sphinx. I think that's
Stonehenge.
Why.
She's got a...
No, Stonehenge.
You don't,
she's a butch queen.
Don't gender Stonehenge. She is serving strong jaw woman.
She is...
And she's got her own emoji. Riddle me that.
Stonehenge is just rocks.
Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the Easter Island.
Easter
head.
Island. Well, Stonehenge. You know Stonehenge. She's hanging out. Where is Stonehenge? Some type of Europe?
I don't know. If
God,
lucky,
there I was.
Someday we'll go and we'll put it in our Earth episode.
Oh, my God. I was Googling Europe. Stonehenge, Europe. And
is it in Europe?
Yes.
So what do you think? What do you think the last thing I bought on eBay was?
A map of Stonehenge.
I think it was a Stonehenge anklet.
A Stonehenge anklet. That wouldn't be ugly.
That
it wouldn't be cute, but it wouldn't be ugly. Yeah.
Did you ever wear a puka shell necklace?
No, I was poor, Corey.
Who else would be in the Real Housewives of Earth?
Some type of puka shell.
Yeah, but mother.
I guess a Koopa Troopa.
Would Mother Nature be the HBIC or would Grandmother Willow because of age?
Mother Nature would definitely be the. Who's that one woman who owns that one restaurant?
She owns. She's Vanderpump.
Mrs. Vanderpump. Yeah, she would be the Vanderpump. And she would rule. Yeah, Mother Nature.
I Googled famous Earth women.
That's every woman.
I know, truly.
Oh, God. Anyway.
And I think Oprah would also be on the cast.
Yeah, Oprah can be there. Corey, speaking of Earth, you were just on Earth this weekend.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where on Earth were you? Oh, Carmen Sandiego would be in the cast.
Yeah.
Nobody she even would, fucking knows Carmen
Sandiego. She would
Sandiego.
Be a sneaky, sneaky,
I wonder
sneak.
If my sister would be in the cast now that she's got a baby.
She's not Mother Earth. She's a mother of one kid.
She's a mother.
There's people out there who are mothers of lots of kids.
Mother is one letter away from smother.
That was your transition to talk about the Duggars.
Speaking of Duggars, I guess the Duggar mom might be in the cast.
I do like that you said, where in the earth were you?
Yeah, yeah.
I was on the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like the last time I went to the beach and I thought the waves were extra big. And then I thought, when I got home, I was like, whoa, there's extra sand in
my
ears.
We might as well just transition to what you were talking about in the elevator. Corey goes, you got an eye booger, but we're going to save that for the recording.
On the way up from the parking lot. I also said, you are looking a little...
Dumpy?
Yeah, I mean, you're wearing Band-Aids all over your body, and they're, like, fraying.
Okay,
You're the type...
Oh, I didn't tell you about these Band-Aids.
I feel like...
What happened to this Band-Aid?
Oh, God.
I was wearing a Band-Aid here earlier.
Picture your bed just being a nest of Band-Aids that have fallen off.
My shower.
And then you like shake it out in like 15 Band-Aids.
No, so this Band-Aid was, I had something on my
You're
elbow.
Talking about how squinchy it was.
No, this Band-Aid is not squinchy.
Oh.
I went to Disney World this weekend.
The squinchy one is the one you lost.
I went to Disney World this weekend.
Okay.
And I knew I was going to be walking around everywhere. So I put on preemptive Band-Aids thinking I'm going to not get blisters. So under all my socks were Band-Aids in all the usual suspect spots. So I thought, you know what? I'm a bandage before I need the bandage.
You shouldn't get blisters just from walking.
Well, you haven't seen my body.
What were you wearing? What shoes did you bring for the park?
Fashion over function. I was in stilettos.
That was a big
I was in Mickey Mouse stilettos. Denim. I realized.
Denim heels.
I had washed my feet since, but I had found a Band-Aid still on me today. It's been days.
I feel like the way you said you washed your feet made me...
Very Judas Lady Gaga.
Made me think that like you had skipped all showers for the last few days and you've just been washing your feet.
No. So there I found that one Band-Aid. And these Band-Aids I have invested in. They're UK Band-Aids. I love them. Zoe introduced me to them. They're great.
The one that's on your elbow right now.
No. This is an American
I was like,
Band-Aid.
Girl, CVS sells those.
No, I'm talking about they're these bandages that fuse to your skin to the point where I forgot I even had them on.
What do you think of those Band-Aids that like you put over a cut and it like sucks the pus out a little bit? Have you seen those?
No.
Oh, you would love it.
Sign me the fuck up. I yeah, love a pus
like,
suck.
It's like it's putting like a leech band-aid on you.
What was the last pus you sucked?
I've quite literally never.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, me neither-ish. So I had that band-aid on until this morning when I was putting on my socks. And there I touched the band-aid.
I like that
a little gooey.
I like that you can't talk about this without staring at your feet to the point where you keep moving away from the microphone.
It was a little gooey, so I took
it off.
You're
going to need a headset like Britney when you're recording these podcasts because you can't sit still.
Back when we were on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would wear those headsets and feel very Britney. And during a couple shows, maybe during your show if you're listening.
We turned the mic off. Because
what?
You were a little
Britney.
We needed it was just a track because you
I lip synced the entire
mind.
Hour and a half. I was like no, but there were some of them I feel like I came out and I would say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you were running down the stage in your heels in San Francisco.
Like Britney.
Did you wear when you wore those heels, did you put on any preemptive band-aids?
Obviously, you fucking idiot.
I feel like you just constantly have your feet wrapped.
Just what's that called?
Feet binding.
Yeah.
It's a serious issue.
Bring it up. Corey, what was the last binding you applied?
What are you talking about?
I'm not quite sure. Oh, did you ever have binders or snapper keepers?
Oh my god. We call them trapper keepers, you dumb.
Snapper keepers?
Or trapper keepers? I picture you.
Did you have a OTEV? Or not an OTEV.
Oh
who was that?
God.
Who was that guy?
I would love to be in your brain for a minute.
No, I wouldn't. Who was that guy that was in that one? You know that show on Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
With the blueberry.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That legend, that guy. Who,
he would be
he
on
would
the Real
be on the,
Housewives.
That's what I'm trying to get
of
to.
Mother Nature.
Thank you. If you weren't here, I would never
the
get
Real
there.
Housewives of Earth.
Real Housewives of Earth. He would be there as a husband of a Real Housewife.
Oh my God. Who would he be married to?
Zeus.
Now you're just making shit up.
Okay, anyway. So there I was with my gelatinous Band-Aid.
And?
That's it.
There I was sleeping in my nest of Band-Aids. Hashtag nest
Me
of Band-Aids.
Me inviting boys over. Oh. I'm like, don't mind this.
That is filthy.
Listen.
Remember when you used to have a booger wall? I bet now you have like a Band-Aid wall.
No. That. I'm a cleanly human. Help. This episode's not good for me.
Everyone's going to be lining up to date you. You're going to have to beat them off with a Band-Aid.
Beat them off with a Band-Aid?
I meant, you know the saying when you say,
beat them off with a stick? Well, you
got
do
a
that
big
to
old Band-Aid and you're hitting them with it.
Corey. Have you ever been violent against somebody with a stick?
Is that like teasing the animal? What do you mean violent against someone with a stick? Have I ever hit someone with a stick?
Have you ever hit somebody with a stick?
I don't have a violent past.
What was the most violent thing you've ever done?
Listen, I said one time I threw the remote because my mom told me I was grounded and the batteries popped off and like scattered across the living room floor.
Oh my God. Once.
And I was wearing an oversized New Kids on the Block t-shirt with no shorts underneath. It was just like, I wore that like just like a big t-shirt to bed. Like
you
girls.
Blouse.
It was belted right over Joey McIntyre's face.
I'm familiar and so is everyone else.
And
Corey, I once did something similar. To your,
I threw a remote.
We were watching something downstairs, and I threw an entire bowl of popcorn because I was upset.
That makes me so mad.
And
you're
my
wasteful.
brother Ted. Well, I was
you
pissed.
You know I love
my
popcorn.
Brother Ted. Goes, you either pick up the popcorn now, or you eat the ants when they come to get the popcorn. And I said, I will not do either. And so,
I
he locked
him giving
me in the bathroom.
You, I picture him giving you like a noogie.
No noogies. He just locked me in the bathroom because he says, you're not getting sent to your room. You have too much fun in your room. So he sent me to the bathroom and I had to sit in the bathroom. And all I thought was,
did she
make? The Clorox is going to fucking pass me out, and who's going
to
sue?
I pictured you being grounded to the bathroom and just sitting in there putting Band-Aids all over your feet. Just like, I'm sure going to be ready for my walk upstairs later.
I was busy.
So who picked up the popcorn? Why'd you throw it?
We can never be sure. I don't know. I probably just didn't get my way.
You were having like a terrible moment.
I was having a moment. I just remember downstairs... We had a bar.
Oh.
And we would always play bartender. And maybe something...
By Lady Antebellum?
No. Is that a song?
Yeah.
No. I guess at age, like, 5, you shouldn't be playing bartender.
I think there's worse things you can play.
What could you play?
Like, murder.
The banjo. Murder.
A piccolo. Harmonica.
You can play.
No offense if anyone listening plays any of those.
I can't believe you never played pretend.
I always play.
I hate you.
You know, now I
you
think about.
You played make believe.
I think of that every
make
time.
Make believe?
I think of that every time I hear the Betty Who song because she says play pretend in one of the lyrics. And I'm like,
see?
Great. Maybe
thanks
I was
for
wrong.
The validation.
But then I remember she's from another country. So maybe you're like, dumb.
Maybe in a past life, I was Australian.
You were something. I picture you as like one of those chihuahuas.
What do you think you were in a past life? I was never a chihuahua. Fuck you.
I was probably Mother Nature.
Okay. Well,
I've got great.
What do you got great of?
Lots of things.
Your wigs.
Name 5 great things that you have.
Oh, my God.
See? It's not so
personality,
easy.
Sense of humor, eyeballs, cheekbones, also feet.
Do you think you have good cheekbones? Let me see. Yeah, no, I think mine are better.
Corey, you've lost it. You've lost your mind.
I can't believe you didn't
you've
say
lost
that,
a single marble.
I can't believe you didn't say that you have a great jawline with your underbite.
Corey, remember in Men in Black
which
when
one?
We were all in the marble?
Whoa.
At the end? You know what I'm talking about? And that marble was attached to a dog's neck?
Oh. What if instead of the marble was attached to the cat butthole bejewel?
What I'm trying to say is, remember in, I was going from Men in Black to Wild Wild West.
We already
now,
talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah, you said you're afraid of the neck slicer.
God, it still haunts me. It truly still haunts me.
Does it?
I was thinking about that little pug's neck. That little pug. Now,
what do you think of, like, dumb-looking animals?
I hate them. If you could abort one dumb animal.
You.
Oh, my God. Don't tease the animal.
You are the dumbest animal I know.
Corey,
if you think about it, we're all just animals.
What's the ugliest animal besides humans?
If you think about it,
okay,
we're all just a bag of bones.
Is there... Oh, my God. If you think about it, we're not even a skeleton. We're in the skeleton.
We're our, like, soul?
Your brain. No, you believe in a soul?
I believe in Soul Asylum.
I don't know what
they're
that
a great
really.
Band.
Okay,
sing "Runaway Train."
I believe. Speaking of Train, how many people are in Train?
I don't know. We
how many
guess.
Skeletons are in Train? I guess that's my favorite way of asking about number of people now. How many skeletons
like,
showed up?
Someone's talking about a banjo. Like, how many skeletons are in Florence and the Machine?
It's only one Florence. She's one skeleton.
She's got a band.
No,
they're the Machine.
Oh, my God. Really? Is that what that means?
Literally.
Florence and the Machine.
I saw them once
okay,
in
well,
concert.
I distinctly remember the first time I heard Dog Days Are Over. There I was.
Watching it. Glee?
No. That was just for you.
I'm sure it was.
I was driving in L.A. in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the back seat of a car on our way to a...
So you were driving in the back seat. You are caught in your web of lies
okay, well,
already.
There we were on our way to a rooftop hotel party in Santa Monica.
Of course
and
you
I
were.
Thought... I thought, wow, this song is so L.A. Wow, this experience is so L.A. I felt so L.A. And now look
wow.
at me.
And now you moved all the way here with
LA.
Your pancake
and
hair.
The dog days are over.
They're not, though. You've got pancake hair, eye boogers, and frayed band-aids.
My brand.
It's very...
Very L.A.
Very L.A.
Can you believe we're just brains in a skeleton? This hand that I'm looking at... isn't even me. It's just something my brain can use. It's a tool.
I Googled, what's your favorite kind of denim? And it came up with, what kind of style are you?
Oh, God, no. Corey,
if you
ow.
Were going to a beach party and there were going to be hot guys there.
Can you believe this what? Hand isn't even me?
Okay.
So I could cut it off and it wouldn't, and I would still live.
Hold on. I have to take my hoodie off. If that hand's not you... Then who
my
is
hand
it?
Isn't me. It's something that I
okay,
own.
Now you're just literally saying
my,
Jewel
my,
lyrics.
My brain.
You think you're going to get by me Jewel lyrics, but you're not.
These are my hands.
But they're not.
Fuck. These Jewel hands. Was ahead of her time Jewel was on it like a bonnet with a flower up upon it.
This reminds me. My family once did a white elephant at Christmas.
Oh, God. So did my family.
And somebody gave away the newest Jewel CD.
I was the white elephant.
Isn't that any time you wear white?
Fuck off. No. Somebody got the Jewel CD?
Yeah.
No. The biggest white elephant gift at my family was an oversized.
I didn't say it was the biggest.
An oversized. I wasn't thinking physical. But
it was
like
just the new Jewel CD.
The hot item of white elephant in my family was an oversized remote control for the TV.
I literally just realized the next time I ever have to do a white elephant, I'm just going to get the actual CD of Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. Oh, my God. I should do all of her albums on physical CD and just give that as a white elephant.
Isn't white elephant supposed to be a good gift?
Wow. No, some people are like practical jokers. Did I ever tell you about the time?
Some people are practical
jokers.
Did
I ever tell you about the time for a white elephant I gave away a gingerbread house that I made?
I was there.
You were there when we made the gingerbread houses, but not when I gave it
away. Oh, my God.
Away.
Corey, I was thinking about it when I wrote my book. I was like, I don't remember anything of college.
Is this you were like...
I literally was like,
not where I thought you were going.
I physically don't remember college. There was nothing. And it's not like I did a lot of drugs or drank a lot of alcohol. I don't remember it.
You're so dumb. You literally have a YouTube channel that encompasses your entire college career.
There was I have no.
Is this
I
like a subtle ploy to get people to go back and watch old videos?
Maybe.
Wow.
I don't remember college, though. So you just bringing up us making gingerbread houses, I was like, oh, my God. We experienced holidays at college.
I guess your hand isn't even your own.
But it's not somebody else's.
I mean, what are those Jewel lyrics anyway?
These are my hands. They're not my own, but they are my hands, and they're mine, I know. They're fine, I know. Jewel cheated on somebody. Let's get Jewel in the studio.
Let's call her. You've got her number. Let's tweet Jewel right
now. Did I ever tell you about...
Let's tweet Jewel right now with
an
open phone number.
The only time I've ever met Jewel, I was interviewing her on a red carpet. She was wearing Kelly Green. And I thought the whole interview, I thought, well, that's not anybody's color.
Kelly Green.
It's kind of a harsh color.
No, I remember.
But then I thought
being a big fan of Kelly Green and always wanting it for like sports uniforms.
Well, I remember in college, nothing.
Yeah, we've already gone over this. Even though you have every memory trapped, I thought you were literally when you start saying, when I was writing my book, I literally thought that was your like segue into being able to talk about the book for 3 minutes.
No, I got nothing.
Wow.
No.
You don't even want to talk about it?
My book?
Yeah, let's not.
Let's not. But you can get it if you want.
I already got a copy.
Wait, did you?
On my Kindle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, when does this come out? Is my book out? Guys, we recorded this ahead of time. Who knows if my book's out? What'd you think?
Tweet us your reaction.
Tweet us your reaction with the hashtag, what'd you think? How do you even spell that?
Wudge?
Wudge ya?
I would picture W...
Wow, you're already fucked up.
DJ, what'd you think?
W-D-J.
W-U-D-J.
W-U-D-J-A.
Isn't that how you would spell it?
W-U-D-J-A-T-H-I-N-K. What'd you think, y'all? No, y'all. I'm just asking y'all.
So, Jewel's hands, they're not hers, but they're small.
Do you think Jewel ever wore a Looney Tunes
they're
jacket?
They're small. I pictured her like...
You know she fucking did. She's still in it. She's
doing,
still
like,
in it.
Cuticle care.
Jewel.
In a Looney Tunes outfit.
Okay, well, I searched Jewel and Jewel's Twitter is the first thing that comes up. Talk about monopolizing fucking gemstones. And here she is. Here she is. Oh, she just had an album come out.
That's what I'm getting for this year's White Elephant.
She is so welcome for this.
Nobody
she
even knows
so
who she is.
So fucking welcome.
Maybe she's one of the Real Housewives of Earth.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's Mother Earth, fucking Pocahontas woman, tree, and Jewel, and a Stonehenge. Oh, it wouldn't be, because she is a Jewel. And Jewels are from the Earth. And I guess an oil spill could be the other housewife. She'd be the villain.
Do you think they would have a Real Housewives of Under the Sea?
Ursula? What are you talking about, Ursula? And a starfish? And what else? Some type of whale?
A fucking volcano? That fucking volcano
from
the inside out, like, pre-trailer.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hated that.
I got it because it was like paying
why
homage.
Why does that girl volcano look like
why.
The bomb.com and that fucking other volcano?
Don't be mean.
Like
don't be mean. Some people
like...
look like an ugly volcano, and I'm looking right at one.
Girl.
I'm the hot jewel volcano.
No, why? That one of them looked like a person, and the other one looked like a mudslide come to life.
You're about to feel real bad because they were modeled after real famous people that were from Hawaii. So you fucking...
Okay.
Feel that shame, you filthy anti-people.
I'm sorry. You know, I pick so many problems with, like, Pixar animated shorts.
Do you pick those problems?
Yeah, remember that stupid dog when I hated with that dog?
Oh, and that dog was eating all the
and they're
fucking...
like, oh, it's so cute that this dog wants human food. And I'm like, girl, train your dog.
Would you bottom for Gonzo's nose?
And with that, I think this is a good time to tell you all that you should follow me on Twitter.
Be sure to pick up Jules' new album.
I hope you liked this episode.
Be sure to fucking look at your hand and question if it's even yours.
I mean...
Who knows? Here's what you need to consider.
What if they don't have a hand, Tyler?
Okay, well, look at somebody else's. Look at somebody else's and ask them, is that your hand?
Find something on
your
body.
Are these
your
own?
Think, is this mine?
Be sure to check your body for any loose... Band-aids.
Appendages?
Band-aids.
Oh, okay.
Be sure to, honestly, figure it out. Okay? Like, fucking figure it out. Like, I don't know if you've got it all together,
I think
but we don't.
This is the Figure It Out Queen
Figure It
edition.
Out! Did you ever watch Figure It Out?
Yeah.
God.
Was that that... What was that board game where you used to pick
Pictionary.
Boogers out
Pictionary.
Of the nose?
Oh, Don't Wake Daddy.
No, and it was like, don't get
have
a,
you ever played Don't Wake
don't
Daddy with, like, your
brain
with
tissue.
Your sugar daddy? When you're trying to take your sugar daddy's money and it's a very much game of Don't Wake Daddy.
I thought you were saying when you were like leaving your daddy's
house. When you were leaving your sugar daddy's
you
house
after you had a
bottom for Gonzo. Have you ever tried to steal like a 20 from his wallet and it's like a game of Don't Wake Daddy?
Okay, well, I would never try to take Gonzo's money. He's an alien. He's got space money,
rupees,
you dumbass.
Or rubies. He's got rubies.
Okay, that's a real currency.
I know rupee is. A rupee, you can... That's the
so
currency.
Follow me on Twitter. Oh. Be sure to subscribe. I hope you guys liked this episode. Tyler, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Tyler Oakley. Hey, tweet me a picture of somebody else's hand.
And say not, and then make
not
us
mine.
Guess. And then we'll guess if it's your
if it's,
hand
if it's your
or
hand
someone
or if it's Jules. Imagine if Jewel watches.
No.
Watches.
Well, we know we've got a heads up. Jewel told us her hands are small, but they are her own.
If I see any fucking small hands tweeted at me today, I'm a fucking note. Jewel, bitch, I know it's you. I don't mean to call you a bitch. I'm sure you're great. And not that anything's wrong with being a bitch. Listen, live your dream.
I gotta go.
Bye.
Subscribe
and give us a rating. I shouldn't say that after this episode. Gotta go.